Random House Audio presents The Obamas, The Untold Story of an African Family by Peter Firstbrook. This is the author, Peter Firstbrook. Prologue. What and what? Kinship is kinship. When the American people elect a president, they choose, de facto, a new leader of the free world. U.S. presidential elections are interesting to foreign observers, if only because the winner becomes the single most powerful person in the world, practically overnight. Yet the election of a young senator from Illinois in November 2008 caused even more of a stir around the world than usual. The primary reason was not his lack of experience in executive decision-making, but the fact that he was black, or to be strictly correct, half-black. Although Barack Obama was brought up in Hawaii and Indonesia by a single mother for most of his early years, his absent father was African, from a tribe called the Luo, who live around the shores of Lake Victoria in western Kenya. When President Obama's father came to Hawaii as a student in 1959, Kenya was still a British colony. After the country gained its independence in 1963, Obama Sr., like many Kenyan students, returned home to find a job in the new government. President Obama recalls meeting him only once during a brief visit that his father made to Hawaii just before Christmas, 1971, when young Barack was just 10 years old. The president never saw his father again because Barack Obama Sr. died 11 years later, when he crashed his car into a tree one night in Nairobi. For anybody who has read his two books, Dreams from My Father and The Audacity of Hope, it's clear that President Obama